When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Silent One of Elts. Shadow in the stone. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I am Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey far back into time, to an era of knights and kings, of vast, shadowed forests, and formidable strongholds. We are heading to the heart of medieval Germany, to one of its most breathtaking and enduring architectural wonders, Eltz Castle. Perched dramatically on a 70-meter-high rock spur, surrounded on three sides by the Elsbach River, Eltz Castle has stood unconquered for over 850 years, continuously owned by the same noble family. Its ancient stones have witnessed centuries of history, protecting countless lives within its formidable walls. But within its labyrinthine corridors and shadowed chambers, a darker, more chilling history is whispered. The enduring legend of a malevolent entity, a silent terror that preys upon the living, known only as the Silent One. Eltz Castle, with its soaring towers and intricate turrets, is a testament to medieval ingenuity and resilience. Never conquered, never destroyed, it represents a continuity of power and tradition. This very resilience, however, might have inadvertently created a perfect vessel for an enduring evil. In the medieval era, life within a castle, even a magnificent one like Eltz, was stark. For the numerous servants, squires, cooks, and stable hands who kept its vast operations running, life was one of relentless labor, often in isolation, far from the nearest village. Superstition ran deep, and the belief in unseen forces, both benevolent and malevolent, was woven into the very fabric of daily existence. It was these humble, hard-working individuals who were often the first and most frequent witnesses to the castle's chilling secrets. The first manifestations of what would come to be known as the Silent One were subtle, almost imperceptible. Servants, hurrying through dimly lit passages or performing chores in isolated towers, would report inexplicable cold spots, a sudden drop in temperature that defied drafts or season. Faint, disembodied whispers, just at the edge of hearing, would sometimes echo from empty rooms. The unsettling sensation of being watched by unseen eyes became a pervasive undercurrent of life within the ancient castle, a constant, chilling reminder that they were not alone. But the entity's presence soon escalated from mere unease to outright terror. The form it took was consistent across numerous accounts, a truly terrifying manifestation. Witnesses, typically alone in isolated parts of the castle, would encounter a tall, black-robed figure. It was often described as cloaked, its features obscured by deep shadows or a heavy hood, leaving its face a void. Its most terrifying characteristic was its profound, absolute silence. It never spoke, never made a sound, its movements utterly noiseless, like a shadow gliding across the stone floors. This terrifying silence, in a castle filled with the creaks and groans of ancient timber, only amplified its unnatural presence. The entity was not content to merely observe. It attacked. Servants and even low-ranking nobility began to report horrifying physical assaults. The black-robed figure would suddenly appear in a corridor, a kitchen, or a bedchamber. Without a word, without a sound, it would launch itself at its victims. Individuals were pushed, shoved, or violently struck by unseen hands. Some reported being grabbed by cold, intangible fingers, feeling an immense pressure on their throats or limbs. These attacks were always swift, silent, and brutal, often leaving behind physical marks, bruises, scratches, or welts. The psychological terror of being assaulted by a silent, invisible force, glimpsed only as a fleeting shadow, was profound and long-lasting. The sheer malevolence of the entity became evident in its persistent targeting of individuals, and its unnerving ability to seemingly toy with its victims. It was a predator in the truest sense, moving through the castle's hidden pathways, appearing and disappearing at will, leaving a trail of profound fear and physical harm. However, the Silent One possessed a crucial weakness, one that would offer fleeting moments of respite and hint at its true, unholy nature. Witnesses discovered that if, in their sheer terror, they instinctively cried out a prayer or made the sign of the cross, the entity would instantly vanish, not slowly fade, not retreat, but simply cease to be, as if repelled by the very power of sacred invocation. This direct aversion to prayer convinced many within the castle that they were not dealing with a simple human ghost, but something far more ancient, far more malevolent, a true demon, or an entity of pure evil, whose very existence was an affront to divine power. The pervasive nature of the haunting meant that the terrifying encounters were not limited to a single servant or isolated incident. Multiple members of the castle staff, across various roles and social standings, reported experiencing the silent assaults. Their consistent accounts, corroborated by the strange cold spots and inexplicable phenomena, created a grim, shared understanding of the terror that lurked within Elts Castle. Crucially, the legend of the Silent One is not merely a modern embellishment. It is deeply embedded in the castle's own historical narrative. Ancient Latin scrolls and family chronicles preserved within the venerable archives of the Counts of Elts are said to contain explicit references to this malevolent entity. These historical documents, often written by scribes or even members of the noble family, describe the recurring presence of an unseen, silent tormentor and refer to it by its chilling moniker, Silentium, or the Silent One. This ancient documentation lends an unparalleled credibility to the legend, suggesting that the phenomena were not isolated to a single period, but have plagued Elts Castle for centuries, a dark heritage passed down through generations. The nature of the Silent One became a subject of grim speculation among the castle's inhabitants, and later among scholars of folklore. Was it a truly powerful demonic entity, perhaps drawn to the castle's ancient power or a forgotten dark act committed within its walls? Its aversion to prayer and its pure malevolence certainly pointed towards something unholy. Or was it the residual evil of a forgotten tragedy, a tormented spirit trapped and corrupted, now lashing out at the living? The Counts of Elts, aware of the pervasive legends, and likely having experienced minor disturbances themselves, would periodically employ blessings and religious rites to cleanse the castle. But the entity, it seemed, could never be fully banished. Its profound historical roots and continued alleged presence speak of an enduring evil. Elts Castle stands today as a magnificent museum, a testament to medieval glory, drawing thousands of visitors who marvel at its untouched splendor. But for those who know its darker history, the imposing stone walls hold more than just artifacts. They hold the echoes of terrified screams, the memory of invisible attacks, and the pervasive fear of a presence that moves in absolute silence. What truly haunted Elts Castle for centuries, dear listeners? Was it a tormented human spirit, forever bound to the ancient stones of its demise? Or was it, as the historical accounts and the terrifying experiences of its occupants suggest, a powerful, malevolent demonic presence, a true, silent one, whose very existence defied the laws of both man and spirit? The terrifying implication is that some ancient places are not merely structures, but prisons for profound evil, housing entities that whisper without sound, strike without warning, and vanish with prayer, leaving only the chilling memory of their unseen touch to haunt the very heart of history. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.